CE at 107.7 FM, W299 CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Apple, a monopoly in the cell phone arena? The federal government suing.
The Justice Department claiming that Apple's 70% domination over the U.S. smartphone market is a result of illegal behavior. For example, DOJ says Apple deliberately makes messaging between iPhone users and those using competing devices more difficult. And DOJ alleges the tech giant blocks third-party apps and other services from competing with Apple products, like denying iPhone users access to any other digital wallet tap-to-pay service other than Apple Pay.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, Apple denies it's a monopoly. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv, latest stop on his shuttle diplomacy through the Mideast in the Israel-Hamas war. The General Assembly approved the first United Nations resolution on artificial intelligence to ensure AI is safe, secure, and trustworthy. This is ABC News. Baseball superstar Shohei Ohtani's people asking law enforcement to investigate a massive theft, they call it, of money from the player initially blamed on Ohtani's interpreter and longtime friend.
The interpreter, Misuhara, allegedly placing wagers with an illegal sports book under investigation by federal authorities, paying back losses with money from Ohtani's bank account. ESPN reviewing bank documents reportedly showing Ohtani's name on two $500,000 payments made last year. Before the Dodgers' first game Wednesday, the interpreter initially saying Ohtani was aware of the payments, but later telling ESPN he lied and that he is solely responsible.
ABC's Whit Johnson. High crimes. A police officer in northwestern Greece busted and charged with using his patrol vehicle to smuggle 102 kilograms of marijuana. Authorities say the officer ignored colleagues' orders to stop for a search. He only stopped after losing control and crashing into parked cars. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Dodgers win it.
Wisconsin, the number 5 seed in the South region of this year's NCAA men's basketball tournament. The team's overall big dance record with 10 Sweet 16s and 4 Final Fours. But when did Wisconsin win it all? 2000, 1941, 2015, 1954. The answer coming up. The Badgers are one of only 5 schools to make a trip to the Big Dance in at least 23 of the last 25 years. Duke's been there 24, and Gonzaga, Kansas, and Michigan State 25 in a row. So when did Wisconsin win it all? UW's first and so far only NCAA championship, 1941. Still a winning slice of Wisconsin. And go Badgers! I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is challenging thousands of signatures in a petition looking to force a recall election against him, while the state Supreme Court is deciding whether the signatures need to come from the maps he was elected on or the state's new legislative maps. Voss says they're short either way. He says that nearly 100 pages of signatures have a litany of errors and should be tossed. A former associate of former Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani is accusing Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson of spreading misinformation about President Biden's family at the Russian government's behest.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. He was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
That's Lev Parnas testifying at Biden's impeachment hearing Wednesday. Johnson's office says the claim is baseless. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Badger women in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team, led by Kirsten Sims, are in New Hampshire for the Frozen Four, looking to repeat as national champions. They face off tonight against Colgate. Badgers head coach Mark Johnson.
Obviously, the magnitude of the game are higher. Everybody can see the finish line now. There's only four teams left, and the season's over on Sunday, and somebody's going to be a national championship Sunday afternoon, early evening.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants last night, 7-6. That snapped Milwaukee's five-game winning streak. NBA, the Bucks down the Nets, 114-108. Giannis able to play after missing two games with a sore hamstring. March Madness, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Wisconsin back in the big dance for the first time in 2 years. Max Klesman asked if they're excited for tonight's game.
For sure. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to just go out there and shoot around and, like, put up a shot at the March Madness logo and shoot around.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A winter weather advisory in effect for the overnight, as we'll see total accumulations across the area between 3 to 6 inches, perhaps locally higher. Overnight lows dropping to the mid and upper 20s, highs in the mid to upper 30s Friday. Currently 29 degrees.
From Hillsboro to Highland, your choice for news, talk, and sports is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once tore his ACL playing chess, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Good evening, everybody. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Very exciting Thursday, too. Some big stuff going on in the world, entertainment-wise, sports-wise, and both when it comes to the NCAA tournament. This is one of the, in my opinion, this is one of the most fun sporting events of the year. I don't think I'm going out on a limb there, but I think even people that don't like, I did not follow college basketball that much this year, but I will now. Love the tournament. You don't have to know everything that happened this year either. You just know with a minute left in a close game, when it's a 15 playing a two or a 16 playing a one, you're watching. It's so exciting. The pressure is on. It's such a fun, such a fun event. So we'll talk about that a little bit in a few minutes. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight. Great to have you with me. Sherry is already checking in. Good evening from Horicon, says Sherry. Your sound is weird tonight. Echoing. Conrad, did you read that? Are we echoing? Actually, I'm doing that on purpose, Sherry. That's one of my many talents.
No, we are not echoing.
We are not now, but we were?
Yeah, we were.
Sherry, please confirm. It's not a good, that's like double the show if I'm echoing for the first 2 minutes. So that's okay. It's free to listen. Glad you're with us tonight. And you can listen. I'm not echoing anymore, so you can listen on the stream. Conrad, how do people who want to watch a radio broadcast check us out?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook on the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba page, the WGBW page. We're on YouTube under Civic Media. And on Twitter or X, we're under WGBW.
And there's a big window here, too. If you're just moseying by, like John Mino just was, you could just look in and watch the show. That's part of the beautiful thing about radio. Very excited. Yes. Did you see my certificate? Did I see your certificate? John Mino just peeked his head into the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
What if I just, like...
No, you do whatever you need to do, John. Have a seat. It's good to see you.
Okay, so what... You know, I like you like a brother.
Yeah.
Except for one reason. Except for one thing. What is
that? We're not brothers.
Besides that. And your brother's a foot taller than me.
My brother's a foot taller than me.
What's the one thing I've always been upset with you?
With me?
Yeah.
You were not in a movie I made several years ago.
Okay.
So I brought, how do we remedy that,
so
John?
I brought this in to make you feel really guilty.
Oh,
did you
no.
see this? I brought this in just for you.
Theater.
Mm-hmm.
How am I saying that?
Mesabi.
Mesabi State Junior College, Virginia, Minnesota, presents to John Mino this award for distinguished service. Actor of the Year.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. In parentheses, only participant of the year. Am I reading that right?
You're not reading that right.
That's pretty cool,
how
John.
How does that make you feel now?
I feel about a foot tall.
And it wasn't that long ago. It was 1977.
Well, that was a while ago.
Well, not that
but
long
I mean,
ago.
And have you kept your acting chops fresh?
Yeah.
You have? Yeah. Right. Listen, man, if I ever...
Wait for a producer like you to, you know, spot this untapped talent.
Oh, man. Don't hold your breath, John.
Okay, fine.
You know, I will tell you this. If I do another film, you're in, buddy.
Really?
You are in and it's on the air. Conrad, take a memo. John's in.
Convoy, write it down.
Yeah, I'm writing it down.
That's really cool, man.
I brought it in
were
just
you
for
going
you.
Through old bins or something?
Yes.
That's so great.
I found it. I know who I'm going to show. I'm going to show.
And listen, this is not a participation award either. This is actor of the year.
Thank you.
I love it, man.
Yeah, and you're coming on my show next week, by the way. Jim's on vacation, so I want to stop in and see if you'd come on my show one day next week.
I would
you
love just to do that.
You don't have to drive in for Marinette or anything. But
I would love to do it. We'll figure it out. Maybe I'll just crash here in the studio.
That'd be fun.
I would love it.
I'd love it.
I'm in.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, you got
didn't
it,
mean to interrupt your show.
You did not. I thank you for setting the record straight,
by
too,
way,
on your
love your show.
Do you?
And
thanks.
I hear a lot of good comments about it.
Oh, really?
Really good stuff.
From people who matter?
Not really. They're friends of mine, so no.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it, buddy. Always fun when John Mino stops by. And he set the record straight. He is a solid actor. So that's kind of cool. So, Conrad, I think I need to make another movie. Just to give John, he probably doesn't have a SAG card. I'd love to see John get a SAG card.
How about, can I act in it as well, but I have no experience whatsoever?
Wait a minute. John has an actual award here that he just left willy-nilly here, by the way. I think it's already out of his mind, but. Yeah, you're in too, buddy. You got
awesome.
It. You ready to take some text tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right.
And I also want to know if this is true. Did you actually tear your ACL
playing chess? I did. I went pawn to rook 4, and I flipped out, and I just, I was writhing in pain. And I tried to castle. And you can't castle. You got to stretch out, even if it's chess. I get too excited. I do not have a good poker face when I play chess. So there you go. That's a true story. You can tear your ACL doing anything, though. Getting up from the table. Like, if you're old enough or not stretched out, I had a friend tear his ACL just catching his kid at the bottom of a slide.
Wow.
You just move weird, and it happens, you know?
Talk about unfortunate.
No, and he's athletic and everything. Like, it just happened. It's so crazy. So let's get to the question, because I think people are chomping at the bit. This is a big day. As I mentioned, it's the NCAA tournament. And as a guy who loves entertainment, I don't think you can go wrong with the NCAA tournament. Pound for pound, the most exciting 3 weeks in sports. I like NFL playoff football. I like the Super Bowl most years. But you cannot, especially, and I'll even say this, especially this weekend, more so than the Final Four or the Sweet 16, because there are so many basketball games being played at once. Some years there is just upset after upset. A few years ago, Virginia lost. Were they they were 16, weren't they? No, they were a 1. I'm sorry. They lost to a 16.
Yeah.
I mean, and here's how crazy that was. I love Tony Bennett. I loved his dad. Great coaches. I was really hoping Tony Bennett would come back and coach at UW a few years ago. It didn't happen. I'm so glad that he has a national championship under his belt as a coach, because I think that would kill a coach to be the first to lose to a 16 seed. But it's cool that he has, you know, a championship ring. I think that makes it a little more palatable. But our question tonight, how far will Wisconsin and or Marquette go in the tourney? You can tell us who you're cheering for as well. I figured if you're cheering for them, let's just assume we all hope either team wins, if that's who we're cheering for. How far do you realistically think they'll go? That's tonight's question. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-7-CIVIC. How fun does that sound? Let us know. I know Sherry's trying to, she says it's all better, by the way, Conrad. Yeah, Conrad's on it, Sherry. He knows what he's doing. He's a man with a plan. Conrad, let's go to you first.
Well,
UW or Marquette, who are you cheering for? You're probably cheering for both on some level. You seem like kind of a patriotic sports fan here in Wisconsin, but how far do you realistically think each team will go?
Well, I think Wisconsin will go to the round of 32 and then get eliminated by Duke.
Okay.
Because Duke is a really good team. Marquette, I have a feeling they can make a good run to the Elite Eight.
But then lose?
Yeah.
To whom?
I think...
I can't remember who I had in my bracket now.
I will let you know in just one second.
Yeah, I have Marquette. I did three brackets this year. And I have Marquette beating... I have them in the final game. And I picked them in my Civic Media bracket. I picked Marquette to win it all. I know that's a tall order.
It is, because there are some really good basketball teams.
But they're a two seed. I'm not picking Drake, you know. If they get hot and they're on a roll, like Wisconsin did in the Big Ten tournament, they could get there.
Oh, yeah.
They'd get past Purdue. And that's why I have them playing to get there.
See, I think Purdue's going to get out pretty early because they're not that good of a basketball team.
Now you tell me. I have Marquette beating Houston, though, too, to get there, to get to the Final Four.
I actually think Purdue's going to lose in the round of 32.
To who? To
I have TCU beating them.
Oh, TCU, okay.
TCU's a really good program. And Purdue's just... I just never trust him in the tournament.
Yeah.
Same with Houston. I never have confidence in him.
You know, I think in two out of my three brackets, I picked Mississippi State to beat Michigan State, and that was stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm looking at, and this one, in my Civic Media bracket, I did okay. I got Michigan State, but I don't know what, like, I like to pick some upsets. I don't want to be that guy that just picks the favorite team in every, but I picked some doozies in this one. There's no way. I posted earlier, the tournament started at about 11:25 Central Time, and my bracket was busted at 11:27. I don't know how it happened, but it did. I really blew it. My rank is 28th in the Civic Media pool. Where are you at, you know?
I think I am, like, fifth? No, I lost.
Wow.
No, actually, I think I went down because of one of the games that happened. But that bracket's ruined anyways.
Okay.
It's going to go down regardless.
Well, yeah. Of course it's going down. You're not going to, unless you have a perfect bracket.
It's 11th in Civic Media. Okay. I have UConn winning that one.
I literally at like 5 to 11, I realized I've been invited to three of these and I have not filled out anything. So I zipped through them and I just try to make different picks, figuring, you know, it's like drafting a quarterback in the NFL. It's hit or miss.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know who's going to get hot, who's... I like the way the Badgers are going. So, all right, so you think the Badgers will be in...
I think they will win against James Madison and then lose to Duke in the round of 32.
So they'll make the thrifty 32.
And then I also had Marquette losing to Duke as well.
Oh, God. I just can't take Duke anymore.
They're always a good program.
I know, but some people beat them. They're a four seed.
Yeah.
Beatable. But why can't the Big Ten, or like the schools I care about, why can't they beat Duke?
I think that Illinois has a really good chance of going pretty deep in the tournament.
Yeah, I would cheer for Illinois for sure. I have some Illinois roots. I could cheer for Illinois. But I typically cheer for the Big Ten, and I've got no problem, you know. It's weird. In college, you do that. You always cheer for the Big Ten. But if my team loses in the NFL, I'm not just cheering for the NFC North. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's a little different.
It is strange.
It is. There's a lot more teams in each division.
But I'm all in on the Big Ten. Iowa State, too. I would cheer for them. I don't know why. Maybe because they're next door. All right. We got a lot to cover. I'm going to talk about my latest Facebook friend request next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. a three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back. I have not even discussed who the guests are tonight on this show. That is sinful because I got some really funny guys on the show tonight. Vince Maranto will be along shortly at 7:35. He's a stand-up comedian from Chicago who will be playing in, where is Vince? I'm spacing. Was it Darlington, Wisconsin?
Yeah, it was.
It's at Legion Hall, right?
Yeah, it was Darlington.
Yeah. So Vince will be there with another very funny guy named Tim Walko. That's coming up in just a few minutes. We'll talk to Vince. It's a great deal. I saw it on his Facebook post. It's like $15 for the show for two guys who have so much experience and are both really funny. So I recommend stick around, talk, listen to my interview with Vince. I know you'll like him. Check out that show. It's great. And then Asher Brooks, who is the owner of the Firehouse Comedy Club in Sturgeon Bay, will be here at 8 o'clock to talk about some of their stuff that's coming up. If you like to laugh, and you should. And then I've got a special guest coming up at 8:35. And his name, he's special because he's from Marinette. And that's my hometown. Jeff Cohn, he'll be here at 8:35. Very funny guy, based out of Colorado. But he was at the Skyline Comedy Club last week in a contest, and he took third. And I think he said that was the first time he had worked in Wisconsin. So he was, he went to the same high school I think my wife did in Marinette. I think he went to Marinette High School. I was a Catholic boy. And I know we're around the same age. But so it's all comedy, folks, tonight. Vince Maranto, Asher Brooks, Jeff Cohn. We'll get some laughs. And we have a clip we're going to play of Jeff just to kind of give you an idea of his comedy. I have to say, Conrad, you're on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
You like the social media?
It's all right.
Do you get these friend requests from young, pretty girls that just say they're lonely? This is all I get lately. It started when this show came on the air. So I don't, like, I've been fielding offers to have new friends on Facebook. And they're all like, you know, hey, I just am looking for friends. Like, oh, really? The young hot girl can't find friends? And sometimes in there they'll say love dad bods, like, no you don't. Nobody likes a dad bod. That craze lasted about 2 weeks. That was a bunch of fat guys on Madison Avenue who were in advertising who decided they didn't want to do sit-ups anymore, so they said, let's make the dad bod the new thing. And did anybody buy that? I mean, honestly, I don't get it. So I always, like, it cracks me up because sometimes I'll get a request and they'll have two friends. And it's like, I'm the third. I'm like, I'm not going to be that guy. No way. And it's always like, I studied at Tokyo University. Now I live in California. It's all this all over the place. And I'm sure it's some generated, you know, they want you to click on this and click on that.
Yeah, it's a catfish.
Well, one of the girls seems really nice. We've been chatting for about 3 months now. Let's just see where it goes. I don't know. Yeah, it's crazy. But the dad bod thing, that, get out of here. Stop it. I'm young and pretty and thin, but I want an older, fatter guy who's doughy. I just don't buy it. I'm sorry. Nice try, though. So All right. So as I mentioned, Jeff Cohn will be here at 8:35. He plays third in a local comedy competition at the Skyline Comedy Cafe last weekend, I believe. So here's a little sample of Jeff's comedy.
But then I have abandonment issues with women because I was adopted, and that affects my dating. So like the other night, I was out with this woman, and she totally reminded me of my biological mother. In the sense that I knew I would not be going home with her. But hey, on a positive note, let's give it up for adoption. That's what my mom said. Oh, you guys are great. I love the way you're responding to that. I had a woman come up recently after a show, and she goes, you know, I'm an adoptive mother myself, and I hated those jokes. In fact, I wanted to come up and tell you, I think you're a real piece of shit, and I hope you're proud of yourself. I was like, Mom?
That's Jeff Cohn. He'll be along. It sounds like Jeff has trouble in the dating world. I've got some new potential Facebook friends I could connect him with. I think they'll really dig him. If he's got a dad bod. I've never seen Jeff. I've seen pictures of Jeff. So he'll be along at 8:35. That's exciting. The idea that there's another stand-up comedian who's making his living at it, like I did back in the 90s, from Marinette, is really cool to me. So I'm very excited to talk to Jeff. So, Conrad, we talked about the Summerfest list came out today.
Yeah, there's some great headliners on there.
What are we looking at? I just had that open. What did I do with it?
Yeah, so June 20th through the 22nd. June 20th is Kane Brown.
Yeah.
June 21st is Motley Crue.
Is Kane Brown a country person? Okay.
And then Motley Crue, yeah. There's some, and then it goes to the next week. Tyler
Childers?
Childers, yeah.
Keith Urban, he's a big name.
Maroon 5 is July 4th.
Next. Oh, no, wait. Maroon 5, is that Adam Levine's band?
Yeah.
Yeah, not a fan.
Or you could go see Carly Rae Jepsen on the 4th.
Yeah. I would do that over Maroon 5, certainly. I don't know Carly Rae's work either, but...
She's the girl that's saying, Call Me Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a fun show, I bet.
She recently... tried making music that doesn't go back to that style of music. You know what I'm saying?
No.
She doesn't want to be remembered for Call Me Maybe.
She's trying to get back, like reinvent herself, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
But check this out. Like, I love the bands underneath. The Goo Goo Dolls are there June 20th. I assume these are the acts on the smaller stages. The Gin Blossoms. Love the Gin Blossoms. Their debut album is one of the best albums I've ever heard. Like, there is not a weak link on the album. I am so going to see the Gin Blossoms. Okay, so they're there. Three Dog Night. Isn't it crazy? Some of these bands used to play arenas, and now they're on, like, the, you know, the Churro stage or something. Little River Band. They're great. I like the Little River Band. Yeah, there's some great acts. Wow. I mean... It's Summerfest. They always have great acts, but
there's some stuff by cool. Bands I've never heard of, but
yeah,
it's always nice just going to see and hear some new music that you haven't heard of before.
Absolutely. And just hear something that catches your ear and stop for a while. REO Speedwagon, they're at a smaller stage. That's pretty cool. Yeah. And you said there was going to be a surprise, right?
Yeah. So if like we're looking at the list that they post on Facebook and you see on the July 20th through the 22nd, they have a little blurred name there. And they reveal that closer to the event.
Okay.
Or it might just be that they just don't have one yet. But I'm pretty sure it's that they're waiting for a surprise. That's pretty
cool. Amy Grant, the Wallflowers. Love the Wallflowers. Okay, we'll keep talking about this. Vince Moranto is coming up next on Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabba. Stick around.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Apple, a monopoly in the cell phone arena? The federal government suing.
The Justice Department claiming that Apple's 70% domination over the U.S. smartphone market is a result of illegal behavior. For example, DOJ says Apple deliberately makes messaging between iPhone users and those using competing devices more difficult. And DOJ alleges the tech giant blocks third-party apps and other services from competing with Apple products, like denying iPhone users access to any other digital wallet tap-to-pay service other than Apple Pay.
ABC's Pierre Thomas, Apple denies it's a monopoly. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Tel Aviv, latest stop on his shuttle diplomacy through the Mideast in the Israel-Hamas war. The General Assembly approved the first United Nations resolution on artificial intelligence to ensure AI is safe, secure, and trustworthy. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. You'll now know when political ads in Wisconsin used AI. Governor Evers signed a bill requiring disclaimers when the ads have AI-generated content on Thursday. Wisconsin is now the 10th state to require the disclaimers. Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer was one of the authors of the bill. He said that Wisconsin is leading the country in safeguarding elections from AI interference. Governor Evers says Wisconsinites are embracing mental health care, but he only got about 10% of what he asked lawmakers for in the state budget. He says student-led efforts are helping pick up the slack.
I visited several schools over the last 4 years that they have great mental health programming going in some places that you would never expect.
More with Evers on The Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Snow will gradually end by later this morning or early afternoon, and we could get another couple inches, maybe a little more by the time it all winds down. Our high 36, the wind out of the east becoming north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 35. We have more rain and snow on the way by Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripescast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dudad.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station. I didn't, to the
you drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. Go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
Oh. You do look like a...
beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me tonight. Talking comedy, show business, all things fun here tonight. Broadcasting statewide from our beautiful downtown Green Bay studios at WGBW. My next guest, I'm very excited to welcome this guy. I've worked with him several times. He is a stand-up comedian and has been for a very long time. And he's one of the best working. He's coming to Wisconsin, so I thought this is the perfect time to have Vince Maranto on the show. Vince, welcome to Nightlight. How are you?
Well, thank you, Pete. I'm doing just fine. Yes, I'm coming back up to Wisconsin both Friday and Saturday. I got all kinds of fun going on.
So, okay, so you're in Darlington, Wisconsin. Tell us a little bit about the gig. And is it, it's Friday and Saturday?
No, no, Friday I'm in Darlington. We'll get to Saturday after. I'll tell you about this. Friday it's at the Darlington Legion Hall. I'm looking right on my phone there where it tells me. And it's myself and Tim Wacko, I'm sure.
Love Tim.
Who you're familiar with too. So, yeah, you're getting about 80-some years worth of comedy experience on that show.
That's pretty impressive. So, okay. So I want to get to when you started, how you started, all that kind of stuff, Vince. Cause I'm not even sure I remember. I'm sure we've talked about this over the years, but I would love to hear how you got your start. But first, Darlington, Wisconsin, Friday night at the Darlington Legion Hall. Do people just show up or can they get tickets somewhere?
Yeah. You know what? If you go to, the Darlington Canoe Festival proudly presents. So I think if you go to, just go to Facebook for Darlington Canoe Festival,
okay,
or Darlington Legion Hall. All the main showbiz. The doors open at 7, and the show starts at 8. I can tell you that.
That's fantastic. Okay, and so
tickets appear to be $15, is what it says.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
80 years of comedy for $15.
Yeah, there you go. That's if I had any math skills at all, I could tell you how much that was per year.
At those prices, you can't afford not to go see the show.
That's right. That's right, Pete.
So how did you book that? You and Tim, you guys are both headliners. How does this happen? You guys just wanted to work together because you're friends?
No, you know what? It's Mike Mercury, who I'm sure you know. Does a lot of comedy booking.
Love Mike.
In Wisconsin. He had both of these dates open. And said he wanted to do them with Tim. I'm like, yeah, of course. I'll work with Tim anytime, any place. So that worked out. I'll tell you just really quickly then. The Saturday gig is the CC Riders Motorcycle Club.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So.
Same town?
That's in Madison.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So I got Darlington and Madison. I'm making up tour jackets for me and Tim. We're gonna have the the Southern Wisconsin tour with the two dates on them.
The two dates.
A lot of empty space in the back, which is only the two dates.
And then you could just put TBA for like 18 more dates under those two. Just
18 more years.
Well, that'll be fun. Are you gonna get to see Mike?
No, I think he's got something else going on.
Does he? Okay.
That weekend, yeah. But the work that I get from him, they're always fun. He books some really fun rooms.
Yeah.
I've done some golf clubs for him. And I say golf clubs because they're called country clubs, but come on.
A lot of high tops and tank tops on the course.
Yeah, right. No one will be admitted without a baseball hat. No, but he books a lot of really fun stuff. So I'm looking forward to both of these.
Very cool. I'm sure you guys, I know you guys will crush it. I hope you get, good crowds. That's pretty cool. The last time I got to tell you, Vince, the last time you did that fundraiser for me in Marinette.
Yeah, that's right.
So you were up there and you brought Stephen Haas, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. That was a couple of years ago. And I've talked about this before on the air. I book a once a year fundraiser in Marinette for youth football. And I typically bring a couple of buddies of mine up from Chicago or Milwaukee to do it. And Mike Mercury's done it before, but I brought Wacko up about 4 years ago. So, Vince, I do stand-up like once a year, and that's the gig. And I know everybody, and they know my act. I try to write new stuff throughout the course of the year, but I have nowhere to rehearse it, so I'm a wreck. So before this gig, I see Waco. I haven't seen Tim in 20 years. He is literally in my ear, talking my ear off, and all I'm trying to do is look at my notes for the show. And I'm torn because I want to, because Tim cracks me up like nobody else, you know. But I was sweating big time, and it was a fun show. Tim crushed it as usual. So
yeah, well, Tim has never had a loss for words. That's for
sure.
Tim can carry a conversation.
Part of his charm. Yes. So let me ask you this, Vince. How you talked? You guys have 80 years. I'm guessing Tim has 50, and you have 35 or something like that.
No, I got 42, and wow. I remember it was just after I started. I'm at the Comedy Cottage, and I'm like, "Who's this guy?" And I remember Greg Gliena, a friend of ours, who has gone on to directing, award-winning director.
Correct. Very cool.
He said, "Oh, you never seen this guy before? This guy's really funny." And I watched his show, and because Tim had played in bands, he was a bass player for like out in LA, I think, too. I think it was all West Coast and stuff. And then he transitioned to comedy, and he's not one of these guys that's just a musician that tries to be a comedian. He's funny. He's just one of the naturally funniest guys I've ever met.
Genuinely funny. Yeah. Like, I'll just tell you this. After he did that gig for me in Marinette a few years ago, we went out to a local tavern and we had a few drinks. And Tim, he's so funny when you get him riled up about politics or whatever. He will just start bad. If he doesn't like someone, he'll go, "Oh, that son of a hiata, why I can't stand." He's a good guy, though. He's cool.
Here's a quick story. Emily Galati, this one comedian, said she's in a hotel room and she hears all this banging and smashing around and everything and all this banging and smashing around. Then she's like, then all of a sudden it stops after a while. And she goes to leave her hotel room. And in the room next to it, Tim walks out. She goes, "Tim, what was going on in your room?" He goes, "Oh, I was watching a Cub game." And I got to tell you, I sat next to Tim at a Blackhawks game a few years back. As you can probably see, big Blackhawks fan.
I know you're
a
huge Hawks fan. Yeah.
Right. Love the Hawks. Love hockey. But I tell you, it's a whole new, you know how you see a movie and it's great and then you watch it a bunch of times and it's still great, but then they'll have the cast members comment on it as that's what it was like sitting next to Tim at a hockey game. It was a great hockey game, but I got Waco sitting next to me, who's got a comment on everything. It was so funny too, because there was a row of like 30 some year olds ahead of us, you know?
Yeah.
And all I could see every time Tim talked, I could just see their shoulders going like this. Then he was killing them just straight across the board.
It's
going to be a great show, me and Tim. Anyway, you're talking about getting started. Yeah. I started in 1982 at the place called the Comedy Cottage, which is in Rosemont, which is no longer there. And that's where a lot of people got their start. I know everybody, you know, the Greg Gliena, Mike Toomey, all those guys all started there. And it was one of those situations where I went on a Thursday open mic night. What they had was on Thursdays, they would have the host, a regular comedian, a new guy, you know, that got to do 5 minutes, a couple regular comedians, then a new guy that got to do 5 minutes. And I remember, if you remember the cottage, where you stood before you went to go on stage, there was the exit was there, and the way the stage was there. And I remember while I was waiting to go up, I thought, you know, when they say my name, I got to make a major decision, stage or get the hell out of here. One of the two. And thankfully, two things. Thankfully, I chose the stage. And luckily, too, I'm not a guy that was born, grown up with a lot of self-assurance and confidence, you know. And thank goodness it was a good crowd. Because I'll tell you, I don't know if that crowd was horrible. And, you know, when you start, you don't know the difference between a good crowd and a bad crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, now I could walk into a room and go, "Oh, Lord." Yeah, <no. laughs> But I thank God it was a really good crowd. It was actually the Thursday night before the weekend in August where all the kids went back to college.
Oh, nice.
So it was jam-packed, and it was a really good crowd. And I remember giving myself, all right, let me try this. Let me give it 6 months. And 42 years later, got to tell you, Pete, I'm still giving it 6 months at a time.
You're putting yourself on 6 month contracts.
Yeah, that's 6 months. Let's see what I feel like.
That's funny. My guest is Vince Maranto. He is a staple in Chicago comedy and was a big influence on me. When I started doing stand-up, I didn't last nearly as long as Vince. But Vince, that club, the Comedy Cafe, there are so many stories that I've heard other people tell about that room. And one, you mentioned our friend Mike Toomey. He was in the doorway. No, there was a guy that was coming into the club, standing in the doorway looking for his friends. Mike is on stage. Horrible crowd. He's not getting anything. The guy standing in the door is looking for his friends. His one friend reaches his hand up and he goes, "Frank, come on in. He's dying." The whole crowd heard it. Like, oh, it's so funny. I remember that room.
It's funny. It's funny now.
It's funny now.
Not so funny when you're up there.
Exactly. So what are your favorite clubs to work now, Vince?
Boy, you know what? You know what's so funny? I can't believe this after 42 years. Except for I'm going to be working downtown Zany's tomorrow or whenever this, I don't know why I got to look at my schedule. Anyway, I'm going to be working downtown Zany's. And other than that, all the rest of the shows this month are places I've never been before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I can't believe, you know, I keep all my old calendars and I looked at a calendar one time from like 1990 and I got all the way to like June and I was working every week back then, you know, late 80s, early 90s, every week, 52 weeks a year. And I got to, I think the end of May or the beginning of June, and every one of those clubs, this was a few years back, looking back to 1990, don't even exist anymore. Didn't even exist.
Oh man.
They're all gone. It's like, how could you possibly stay in business when all your connections are gone? You know, it's always evolving. It's always, but yeah, so I'm glad for everything that I have. But anyway, the Zany's in Rosemont. That's the last time I worked with you, as a matter of fact, remember? But before Marionette,
that's right.
Me, you, and Toomey did a show there.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that was fun. I do stand up so infrequently now. When you tell me two guys who I know and really like and respect are on the show with me, I'm like, it's just like a Christmas gift. I'm expecting not to know anybody or work with some total hack or whatever. That was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a fun week. You know, it's funny too. I used to house MC for Zany's a lot, and you would be like at your home at one of the Zany's, your home club, and a headliner would bring his own feature, and they would just talk to each other and ignore you, and you feel like you're a stranger in your own room. You know, it was kind of weird. But I'll tell you, with the house I'm seeing for Zany's, I got to work with everybody in the world. I got a bunch of pictures on the wall. Let me just give you a real quick rundown of who I got to open with. Well, here, let's go with the dearly departed. Gilbert Gottfried, Carl LeBove, Norm MacDonald, Kevin Meaney, David Brenner. They're all like in one section.
Jeez.
Here, Jeffrey Ross, let's see, Jake Johansson, Caponera, on and on and on. I mean, I could just keep going on. What I have is what I started doing a few years ago. You know, I wish they had these little phone camera things when I first started, because, you know, I hung out with, I opened for Bill Hicks a million times, Sam Kinison, George Carlin, Jackie Mason, all these guys, you know. And
you opened for Jackie Mason?
Yeah, I opened for him.
No kidding.
Yeah, listen, this is funny. So the first time I meet him, they go, "Hey, Jackie," said, it was in the old Vernon Hills Zany's. Did you ever do that one?
Yeah, I did that actually a few times. Hey, Vince, let's tease with that. We'll come back and hear the rest of that story. I'm going to find out. I'm going to share a story with Vince I'm sure he's forgotten about, and it involves a Wendy's in Pennsylvania. Don't go anywhere. More coming up. Next, with Vince Maranto, this is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can't hide from the light. Light, you feel.
News from the Center, WRCE. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Terry Barr will be on the show. We'll get a look into what is happening tonight at their awesome little concert they put on down there in Madison at Civic Media every Friday night. Terry usually joins us. She's so much fun. Right now I'm talking with Vince Maranto. He is a Chicago comedian who is playing the Darlington Legion Hall in... No, I'm sorry. Yeah, the Darlington Legion Hall.
Yeah, in Darlington...
Darlington, Wisconsin. And then Saturday night, CC Riders Motorcycle Club in Madison. So he is... Vince is great, and the guy he's working with, Tim Walko, is great. That is a really phenomenal show, and what a deal. I mean, Friday night for $15.
Right.
Where can you see comedy anymore for $15 for a show? That's incredible.
Well, not to pat myself on the back, but good comedy, really good comedy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so I want you to continue your story, Vince, right before we go to the break.
So Jackie Mason, yeah.
Yeah.
So the first time I go to... they go, Jackie's in the office. And so it was just me and him, a two-man show. I go, hello, Mr. Mason. My name is Vince. I'm going up before you. I'll be doing about 10 minutes. And he goes, I go, yeah, I'll be doing like, you know, 8-10 minutes, whatever you feel comfortable. He goes, I go, yeah, whatever you want, sir, whatever you like. And his manager was there. And she goes, he wants to know, have you met before? And I go, we never met before. I go, I just got kind of one of the, I'm sure a guy who robbed you looked like me at one time. It was so funny because during the week, at first it was, what is it? And then this, and then that, and then this. And by the end of the week, it sounded more like this. And then I went to the, it's like your ears.
You got used to it.
You're able to, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but that's my little, I'll never forget that.
That is funny. So Vince, you and I worked at Dave Rinaldi was the owner. It was that place in Amish country. Yeah.
Yeah. It was
Italian Lancaster, Villa.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania, right?
Yes.
And I know what you're talking about, the Wendy's, because I remember there was we watched a Bears Packers game together because you're a big Packers fan, me a big Bears fan. And the only thing I remember is going to Wendy's. But the only other thing that I could remember, I think you, if I could be totally mixing up stories, but I think, didn't you have like your empty bag in the room and like a mouse ran in and out of it or something like that? Or am I thinking of another story?
I think you are mixing stories. There was a mouse. They put us behind the hotel in a cottage.
Right.
And I appreciate you saying I was a Packer fan because I'm in Wisconsin, but we don't have to go into where my allegiances are. Because anyway, I remember watching that, and we walked over to a Wendy's. It was the only place we could walk to. The club was like on a highway, and we walked. Sure. We had to walk like in a ditch around. There was like nowhere you could walk to. We go in, and you're ordering, and I'm ordering, and you go up, and you order your food, and you said in a large Coke, and the girl behind the counter said, Biggie? And you said, yeah, large. She goes, Biggie? She kept pushing. She said it like three times, and you finally said, I'm sorry, I can't say Biggie to another adult.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
Oh, that was great. So
was it a pizza that the mouse ran or not, or maybe it was somebody else.
Oh, it might have been pizza. We might have ordered pizza the night before. Yeah, I do remember. I remember there was a mouse, because I went into your room the next day and you had all your clothes like a foot off the floor because you didn't want to get home and bring a mouse back to Chicago with you or something.
Right. It was that tiny little, I think it was like a converted shed that they made into two little rooms. And it was right up against the cornfield.
Right.
So, I mean,
they're begging we're lucky for mice.
That a mouse was the only thing that came into our.
Not a Wolverine. Yeah, right. So who are your favorite comics to work with, Vince, or influences?
Well, I'll tell you, another guy that I work with, there's very few people that I sit down and watch every show. When I work with Brian Regan, I still sit down and I watch every one of his comedy specials. And
so
I still
great.
Think that guy's great. It's amazing how much funny there is out there if you don't swear or talk about filthy, disgusting things.
You're pretty clean. You work clean 98% of the time, I would say, at least when I've seen you. Is that right?
I just, to me, any idiot could come up with that other stuff. You know what I mean?
Right.
But so, I like, I don't know. When I first started, that's what I said to myself that I was going to be. I was going to be called the higher road.
Yeah.
To say another guy that I work with who nobody knew at the time. I was house emceeing and I brought him up. And let's see what this guy's got. I watched his first couple minutes. Then I watched a few more minutes. Then I sat down. Then I was sitting there. Then I was leaning in. And then next thing I know, he was doing 45 minutes. They said, we just gave him the 5-minute light. I'm like, that was 40 minutes already? Bill Burr.
Oh, nobody wow.
Before anybody. And I go, boy, this guy's got something.
Yeah.
This guy's really got something. This was a really, really long time ago.
You know, he's one of those guys, Vince, that I worked with. I did a college with him in Colorado in like 1998. I think I had just moved to LA and, you know, I didn't know him. He didn't know me. He went up and he was okay. And then 2 years later, he's got specials and like, I've worked twice with people like that. Like Chris Rock was one of them. It's like they had some kind of revelation and just started writing from their soul or something and became icons. Like he's great. Right. And he wasn't when I worked with him. It was so crazy.
Yeah, it takes people time to find themselves. Like,
yeah.
I used to have Jimmy Pardo open for me. You know Jimmy, right?
Oh, he's one of my best friends, sure.
Yeah, I used to have him open for me. And what he turned into from what he was opening are two different people.
Yeah.
Because he used to open for me. He was okay. He was funny. I liked hanging out with him. And then I worked with him again later. I don't even know if I worked with him or just went out to see him. Like, oh, boy, he's got this down now.
Yeah.
This guy knows what he's doing.
And a guy, I would say with him and Toomey, I've worked the road. They would bring me, or I would work the road with them, and just as funny off stage, and so much fun to hang out with. It's just Jimmy's great, yeah.
Right. I like guys like that are like Tim Walko or Toomey or those guys. Those guys could be telling you a story right as they're introducing them, and just go, oh, here, I'll finish this second. Go right up on stage right. And just go right into what they're doing. You know, they don't even. Some guys have it's that Oscar music.
That's a great no, you're not getting the light.
Okay.
That's a really funny way to put it though. But hey Vince, this is great. You can check Vince out tomorrow in Darlington, Wisconsin at the Darlington Legion Hall with the very funny Tim Walko and Saturday night at CC Riders Motorcycle Club in Madison. I cannot thank you enough, Vince. Great catching up with you. Thanks for your time and I hope you blow the roof off the dump.
Yeah, anytime, man. Let me know anytime.
All right.
I love chatting with you.
We'll do it again. All right, that's Vince Maranto. So much fun to catch up with Vince and a guy I loved watching when I started doing stand-up. So much fun. Okay, we will be right back with more Nightlight. Coming up next, a lot of fun stuff on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is News from the Center, WRCE, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM.
Tune in Friday for a Snowmageddon edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll air your grievances. Tune in across the Civic Media Network 4 to 6.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert, the ear.
Right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for
this is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.